Greetings and welcome to episode 68. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. This podcast show is with an entrepreneur guru, and she does so much more. It will give you an insight into the journey of a business owner who is making a powerful impact and having fun while she's doing it. You will be inspired and motivated. She is passionate about her work and continues to share her knowledge with others. My special guest is none other than Mrs. Antoinette Blake. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Antoinette Blake, a multi-award-winning Delaware blogger, is also a podcast host, author, social media strategist, educator, coach, and professional speaker. Antoinette started teaching blogging classes at the local libraries in and around the state of Delaware in 2013. Then she began coaching and teaching others how to podcast in 2019. Antoinette is the content creator of the Dale Blogger blog and host of two podcasts, Out and About with Antoinette and the Delaware Blogger podcast. As the owner of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, she works with industry leaders, business owners, and entrepreneurs, assisting them with strategies to help them broaden their brand and expand their exposure online. Antoinette creates and curates content for their targeted audience and works to ensure that they are engaging on the correct platform with consistency and creativity. As a professional speaker, she was the keynote at the Grow As We Go Power Brunch in Washington, D.C., was a featured breakout speaker at the 2019 Blogger Week Unconference, also in Washington, D.C., presenting the power of podcasting. Antoinette is an alum of Delaware State College University, class of 1983, B.S. Elementary Education, a native New Yorker, who currently resides in Smyrna, Delaware, was employed in corporate America for 32 years, has been married for 31 years, and is the mother of two adult sons. To learn more about Antoinette, head over to daleblogger.com. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Antoinette Blake, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Have you put in place the tools and marketing strategies that will drive the revenue and growth outcomes for your business? Are you looking to expand your brand and image nationally and globally? Commercials, podcasting, graphics, and marketing support are just some of the ways we can dress up your business for prime time. We are EliteConversations.com. To learn more about us, check us out at EliteConversations.com, our website, email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com, or call us at 301-900-5703. There are many people that need to know about the wonderful products and services you have to offer. Let Elite Conversations help you to get the word out.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy.
Once again, today, I'm really excited. I have a very special guest, Antoinette Blake, amazing professional, so many awards and accolades and so much impact that she's making. And I can tell you, Antoinette, you are such an influential person. So welcome to my show. And how are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Essie, for the privilege and honor of sharing your platform here. And I am very excited for our conversation. So yes, I am just doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you for inviting me today.
Indeed. And it is my honor. You are just all over the DMV. People talk about you on different venues and have great things to say. And I just had to bring you on my podcast show. And so tell us a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and some of the projects that you've been involved in lately.
Sure. Thank you so very much. And I'm glad you covered so much in the introduction. I'm listening. I'm like, is that me? Have I really done all of that? But yes, I, with all that you stated, you know, as a author, a professional speaker, blogger, you know, social media specialist, the title that I covet most is that of wife of 31 years and mother of two adult sons here in Smyrna, because, you know, God has blessed me with that and they are my foundation. So I actually did start my career after I graduated, as you stated, from Delaware State College back in the 80s, 1983, to be more specific. And my love of teaching has always been the foundation. So whether or not I spent 32 years in corporate America with IBM or now, you know, an owner of a social media marketing organization, teaching has always been my love. So anytime I get an opportunity, and you may want to snatch the mic away from me today, because anytime I have an opportunity to talk to others, whether it's about blogging, podcasting, or even social media strategies, I can talk and teach all day, every day. So I truly enjoy sharing my experience as an encore entrepreneur, which is simply someone who's over the age of 50. They've decided, you know, hey, I'm going to try to something different. And, you know, from education and then being a corporate employee now to a business owner, giving back is really the foundation, giving back and training and teaching. So all the accolades, everything that you read with all those acronyms and stuff, they mean nothing, because I feel as though that God has given me a gift, and that gift is of teaching. And for me to unwrap it and give it back to others just makes me, you know, gives me just pause, because I'm like, I feel really blessed to have that opportunity in which to do so.
Well, you know what? You are truly blessed and highly favored, because you do have a gift. And, you know, when I get an opportunity, I do tune in, and you have so many great nuggets to share. And you talked a little bit about family being your foundation. And I know that to be true, your love of teaching, your rich experiences. So tell us a little bit about your journey. And you talked just a little bit a few minutes ago about it. But, you know, I have an opportunity to really impact high schoolers. And so tell us about when you were in high school, thinking about post-secondary, what you wanted to do and what you're doing today. Just tell us and share with the audience a little bit.
Oh, Dr. Essie, that is such a great question, because you know something, I was fortunate in which I just realized I am now the recording secretary for the National Delaware State University Alumni Association. And it was an honor that, you know, it was provided to me, and I had to think about it and pray on it for a minute. And I said, yes. And we recently had a forum. And one of the questions was, why do you give back to your college or university? And it's probably something that happened to you or something that, you know, occurred when you were younger. And it brought back a memory. And for you to just bring this back is so unique, because when I was in high school, I was just in school. I just was going to class and did bare minimum. I was not excited about being in school. And I'll tell you why. Originally, I am from New York, a native New Yorker from Mount Vernon and New Rochelle. And I was uprooted my freshman year in high school to Delaware, to Dover, Delaware. it was like the end of the earth. So can you imagine a 13-year-old being plucked out of the, you know, the inner city projects of New York and thrown into the cornfields of Dover? I was very rebellious. All I wanted to do was get the heck out of Dodge. So I saw no future here or anywhere, because I guess I was, you know, a rebellious teenager. I did, like I said, bare minimal in high school, but never had any thoughts whatsoever of attending college, let alone teaching. So Delaware State University at the time was Delaware State College actually saved me, because to be honest with you, I got engaged when I was 16. I was going to get married, probably have kids, be divorced and all that other good stuff. But when I went to Del State, my high school counselor said, we can get you a scholarship and it would be specific to education. Now, granted, I love teaching even as a kid. You know, I'm a little kid. So when I got that, you know, scholarship, when I got that opportunity to go to Del State and learn, you know, to really get better at teaching others, that was the catalyst for what I'm doing today. So, you know, to run back and go to answer your question, I had no idea that I was going to be a teacher of others. But today, I love it. I just like you, I love going into the junior high schools. I love going into the high schools. I love going to college campuses to talk to students about their social footprint, their digital citizenship, LinkedIn profile, blogging, podcasting. And again, that was a gift that God gave me. I didn't realize it until I removed the ribbon and unpacked everything. And now here I am at the age of 60, 40 some years later, after I walked the yard of Delaware State College, that I'm now giving back even stronger. I have the opportunity to do it if I want it 24/7, 365. So I find it, you know, if we really go back and think about where we started and where we ended up, we can find that one spark, you know, that one igniting incident that just, you know, brings it all back together.
Well, you know what? I heard you say, and I'm going to say this softly, that you're 60. You look darn good to be 60. And I hope when I grow up, I look just like you. So, you know, you also mentioned, and you spoke so eloquently, especially when you talked about you were just in school, you saw no future, no thoughts of attending college. And sometimes there are so many young people in that same space, in that same place. And so I know in order for you to be on this earth as long as you have, to have all that wisdom, you had people along your journey to inspire you. Who inspired you?
Oh, yes. My grandmother, God bless her soul. My grandmom raised my sister and myself. She actually took us in. She was 55 when she took us in. She had already raised six kids of her own, you know, moved from North Carolina to New York and worked as a maid and an office cleaner. And she was just living life, playing pinochle and, you know, just doing the darn thing. And then all of a sudden, two little kids come into her life. And I can't ever remember her not once, you know, just saying, okay, got to do it again. So she raised my sister and I, and I always told people we had second generation training, second generation education. She first and foremost believed in God and church. And we were in church every day, like, you know, Sunday through Monday, and, you know, every day in between on the usher group. And, you know, I mean, she just gave it her all. And she raised my sister and myself until my sister, unfortunately, was killed in a car accident at the age of 29 in 1992. And when that occurred, I actually brought her in with me and my family. So the joke was, you know, she raised me and then I raised her until she transitioned at the age of 98. So with my grandmom, I look at her, I'm in my home office and I have a portrait of her, but I feel her spirit. She was my foundation. She was my rock. She had a third grade education, but she was wiser than anyone I've ever met. And, you know, she just was so supportive of whatever it was that I wanted to do. And even if she didn't understand, you know, there was a different, you know, it was a different era in which she grew up. But even if she didn't understand, she trusted me. You know, she laid the foundation and she taught my sister and I from, you know, tiny tots up until, you know, I was married. But she was my and will always be the person that I feel as though has made me the person that I am today.
Well, indeed, thank you for sharing that. I'm so sorry to hear about the tragic passing of your sister. You mentioned your grandmother, and I thank God for grandmothers. They are the foundation. They are the rock and the reason that we exist today. And once again, high schools, educators, give us some advice as we continue to navigate uncharted waters with what we're dealing with in the field of education.
It is so different today, Dr. Essie. I often say I can't imagine, raising my sons now, because, social media, good, bad, and evil, there is a different, it's just so very different. But you know what? The generation before me said it, the generation before them said it. Everyone says, this is a lost generation. This is a lost generation. And it's not. It is not a lost generation. However, we cannot give up. We cannot throw our hands up and say it is what it is, that, that adage, it is what it is. No, it's not. It's what we make it. And we cannot give up. We cannot give in. If we are, we have to do the best that we can. Yes, I was in the classroom and I remember the struggle. Yes, I do remember the struggle. When my sons were in school, I could imagine the frustration that parents and teachers were going through. But we've got to think about this. We're all in this together. We're either going to rise together or sink together. So, parents, please be supportive, not only of your children, but that of the educators. And even if they are wrong, they need to be brought to task, but we have to help them, because this is our future. This is our future generation. And thank you for saying, 60, 60 is old, but it's not as old as it needs to be. But I have to remember that the generation behind me are the ones that are probably going to be messing around with my Social Security. So I got to make sure they're right, that they do things correctly and in order, because then you're messing with my money. But yes, that, we're in this together. We're going to either sink or swim. So all this animosity, this back and forth, this negative, it's got to stop. It really has to stop. We have to become partners in our children's future, because it's our future. It may not affect you. You may say, I'm going home and I don't live in a community where, the kid, those people are, but guess what? You're going to come out of your community and they're going to be people there. So you need to make sure that you've set the example, that you've given, that you've helped someone, and anything that you put out is going to come back. So I think we just have to stay positive, stay focused, and continue to try to be stronger, because as a nation, that's what we got to do. Point blank, period. We're either going to evolve or we're going to be, eradicated. So pick the best one. I would say we better evolve. We don't want to be, eradicated.
You are exactly right. And young people who are listening, you are not a lost generation.
No,
and don't give in. Turn your struggle into your strength. And you know what, Antoinette, you mentioned 60, and I'm right on your heels. So let me just say that is the new 40. How about that?
Okay, I'll take it.
Yes, indeed. So tell us about some of your challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome?
Oh, good question. Well, life, there's challenges, whether it's personal or professional. But what you have to do is you have to, think, stop and think, what is it that I want from this? A lot of people say, well, I want a job, and I want a job that's going to pay this, that, and the other. But what else do you want from that job? Do you want security? Do you want a peace of mind? Do you want to be able to put it down when you get home? Do you want to have good benefits for your family? I mean, what is it that you're investing your time in? And if there's a good outcome from that investment, then continue, but if it's not, then don't put a whole lot of energy into it. That's just like being around people. You don't want to be around people that are sapping and pulling from you from all ends and draining you. And that's, and to be a social media manager, that's the biggest thing. Your virtual world is just as important as your physical world. And this is what I talk to the kids about. If you're not going to allow someone to come into your physical world, come into your home, your apartment, your bedroom, your whatever, and tear it up, then don't let someone enter your virtual world and tear it up. Don't allow the negativity. You know, you don't have to follow people. You don't have to comment. You don't have to tweet. You don't have to snap. You don't have to TikTok. You don't have to do everything that everybody else is doing. Do what makes you feel comfortable and it's going to be the betterment of yourself. All that other stuff is wasted time and energy. So whether it's a job, it's an education, it's in a trade, it's in an event. If you don't want to go to an event, just say, hey, you know what? I don't feel like going. The world's not going to come to an end. You know, you don't have to post everything. You know, it's just a mindset. You just have to say, okay, you know what? It's about me. You have to be selfish sometimes. You know, you have to say, look, it's about me, my family, and my sanity, and let the rest take care of itself.
You are exactly right. And I'm just going to reiterate some of those things that you said. When you think about challenges, just stop. Think. Ask yourself, what do you want? You know, what are you investing your time, your effort, your energy in? And think about, once again, you yourself, think about you. And so tell us about some of your greatest successes.
Oh, my family. No. You know, when people say to me, wow, you really helped me, or wow, I didn't think I could do that, but you helped me. You know, my job is to help others. That's my success. No, I know I'll never be a millionaire, a billionaire, or you know, own an island or a rocket ship to space. But when I see someone who has come to me and said, I want to start a podcast, and I have no idea, but I know this is what I want to do. And when I can coach them through, you know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks of the program, and they are launched and they're podcasting and they're on every week, and I can just hear it in their voice. It's like, I don't want to say it's like giving birth each time, but it's like, you're so proud. You're watching that baby walk again, and you get to do that. You know, you start from nothing and then you build to something, and you know that you've helped that person do it. That is my success. And I don't care if you ever mention my name again, or you never, I know within myself that I've helped somebody do something. I've helped somebody leave a legacy, whether it's with their blog or their social media strategy. I have helped them, you know, go forward and become something that they've always wanted to do. So that's the educator in me. That's like a teacher watching their students go from kindergarten to, you know, getting their high school diploma. That's my success. You know, and of course, my sons, you know, both of them are my success stories. You know, that's my story. I love them to death. I just love my sons like no, you know, like a mother loves her son. So when I see them every day, my heart is full.
Well, I know the feeling because I have two kids, a daughter mm-hmm. and a son, and I'm also a grandmother. And I can tell you, that's my greatest success, to know that I've given so much of myself to so many for so long, but what about my own kids? And Sometimes I have to stop and think about that. And I'm glad that God was able to bless me to not only give back and help other kids and other families and communities, but to help my own. And so I do appreciate you sharing that. So tell us, how are you going to continue to help people? I know all this blogging, all the media platforms that you do to help people. What is on the horizon?
Well, I was thinking, that was a great question, because I started thinking about this last night. As we prepare to enter into a new year, I said, what direction and, you know, do I want to take my blog? You know, I started out with Delaware. My first blog actually was DEDivaDeals.com, Fashion and Fun After 50. And Dr. Essie, that was such a great fluff and stuff fun blog. It was just about fashion and fun and food and travel. And it was so like light and happy. And then I pulled away and I started Dell Blogger, and was more on the education and the teaching, you know, podcasting and blogging. And it became like heavy. So I think going into 2022, I'm going to turn Dell Blogger back into, you know, fashion and fun after 50. Now it's fashion and fun after 60. And I'm going to feature light and fluff stuff that makes me feel good, because if it makes me feel good, I hope it's going to make somebody else feel good. I will continue you know, teaching and coaching and continue with Out and About with Antoinette. And that will be a partner to the Dell Blogger. But I want to lighten up. You know, we've gone through so much, you know, even as a nation, as a country, and not, and you know, even before COVID, you know, we've just gone through a lot, you know, and I just want to make it light and fun. So I'm going to turn my blog, you know, I'm going to shut it down for a couple of weeks and, you know, change it up, and I'm going to make it light and fun so that it's fun. And after 60, that's going to be my goal. And I'm going to continue coaching, but I'm going to just like take it a day at a time and just make it fun and light and helpful.
Tell us about some resources that you can share with others.
Sure. Well, of course, I'm going to, you know, toot my own horn. As an author, I have a Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide, which is available on Amazon. I also have the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. So that's also available. My YouTube channel is full of wonderful tips and hacks for blogging, as well as my Saturday podcast, the Delaware Blogger Podcast. So I'm tooting my own horn because that's my, what I'm going to do. But those are the resources I'm going to give you. But of course, you know, if there's something else out there that you want, just continue to read, learn. You know, this is a great time of information, because if we want to learn anything, we can just Google it. We can go to YouTube University. So don't allow you not to say, okay, I never knew that. Well, you know what? Ask your artificial device, you know, learn, continue to grow. People say you should read a book, you know, every month or so. I don't have to tell you to read a book. What I'm saying is never stop learning. Learn something new, read something new. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. So, and my grandmom even said, like I said, she was here until the age of 98, but she always said, things I don't know would make a whole new world. So yes, things that we don't know would make a whole new world. So continue learning and growing and use the technology that's available to us to enhance ourselves, not to, you know, dumb ourselves down, but to enhance and allow ourselves to grow.
You are exactly right. So once again, learn and grow. And I'm glad that you're tooting your own horn, because that's so important that people know who you are, what you do, and the impact, once again, that you make. So tell us, how can listeners get in contact with you?
Great. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, my blog is delblogger.com, delblogger.com. And you know what? If you use the hashtag Delaware Blogger and Google me, everything will come up. Good, bad, and ugly. No, hopefully no bad, but yeah, Delaware Blogger, the hashtag Delaware Blogger. If you want to check out my website, just go to ablakeenterprises.com. And if you want to send me an email, it's info@ablakeenterprises.com. But if you do Dell Blogger, all my social media platforms will come up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, I don't do Snapchat. I have a TikTok channel, but you only find food on there. That's why I'm going to really get back into the fun stuff, because I love to cook.
Awesome. And I can't wait to read some of those recipes and find. So Antoinette, thank you so, so much for being my special guest today to share with the listeners. Continue doing the phenomenal things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you. And you will definitely continue to make an impact. So thank you again.
And Dr. Essie, thank you so very much for sharing your platform and for making some place for us to be able to share with others. So thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Indeed, you're welcome. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.